Slava Isusu Hristu do vašeho domu. Dobrý deň. Srdečne pozdrave i vítame vás do našeho kulturného radičného vysielania pro Rusinov iz Pittsburghu. My sme tu každé nedeľa, aby sme hrali najlepšie hudby iz rusinského domoviny a Ameriky i máme pro nás dnes mysno bohatý program. Tiež prezentujeme si najnovšie správy i informácie o Rusinoch kdekoľvek po svete.
Hello and welcome to the Rusin Heritage Program, broadcast each and every Sunday at noon here on WEGO, 8:10 a.m. and rebroadcast Sunday evenings at 6 p.m. Have your paper and pens handy for a lot of important information.
We are still in the Paschal season, but today is also Palm Sunday for Orthodox Rusins, so we have two for you. We have Anhel Vulpiashev for the Paschal season, and Let My Prayer Be Heard from the Pre-Sanctified Liturgy.
Incline my heart away from evil words, from making excuses for my sins.
Let my prayer be set forth in your sight.
Can listen to the Rusin Heritage Program any time of the night or day. At the CRSO page, scroll down to the left-hand column to the Rusin Radio, and there we are. The continuage of our weekly broadcast depends on your financial support. If you enjoy the program and want it to continue, please let us know by your donation.
You can call me at 412-331-3124. Write me at 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136. Or check the Rusin Radio box at the bottom of your membership renewal form and include it with your renewal. The many hours the Dean and I spent preparing this program is entirely voluntary. We do enjoy doing the program, but we need your help to do so. I received a letter this week which reads, Dear Jack, we continue to enjoy your program every Sunday. Enclosed is our Easter donation. We will enjoy your Pascha music, even though our Orthodox Pascha isn't until May 1st. Keep up the good work. Signed, the Opsitos family. And we thank Annie O., Martha, and George Opsitos, and Anne Marie Klein, and wish you all a very happy Easter. Our next selection is Vino Vino from Lemkovina.
The Sloviani Folk Ensemble will premiere their European Tour Show on Saturday, May 7th at the David E. Williams Intermediate High School, Porter's Hollow Road in Kennedy Township at 2 p.m. Special guest performers will be the Pittsburgh Byzantine Archeparchial Choir. Sloviani has performed extensively throughout the tri-state area and at many CRS functions. This local concert is a special preview of the group's upcoming June concert tour of the Rusyn homeland areas in Poland, Slovakia, and Ukraine. Sloviani has the prestigious honor of being invited to perform at the 8th World Congress of Rusyns to be held in Krynica, Poland this June. Sloviani will perform in a showcase of exciting Carpatha Rusyn music, songs, and dances with an Americana segment at the show's finale. Joined by the Archeparchial Choir for the Pittsburgh area, over 100 voices will sing emotionally charged renditions of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and Battle Hymn of the Republic. A reception will be held immediately after the concert at the beautiful Holy Ghost Social Center, Superior Avenue, Northside, Pittsburgh. There will be plenty of mouth-watering ethnic foods available, including Sloviani's famous potato dumpling halushka, drinks, and a variety of sinfully delicious homemade baked goods. The popular orchestra Zabava will provide music for your listening and dancing pleasure. We are expecting a sellout crowd, so be sure to get your tickets early. Tickets are $7 for adults in advance, $8 at the door, students $4, and children $4 and under, no charge. The concert ticket stub is good for the reception. Reception-only admission is a nominal $4. For advance sale tickets and or more information and directions, call Jack Poloka at 412-331-3124.
David E. Williams Intermediate High School is very easy to find once you get off of I-79. And to encourage our listeners to witness this Rusin extravaganza, which promises to be a momentous occasion, an enjoyable experience for all, I have, as promised, several pairs of tickets to give away today. So as we hear Yaksha Mili, call me at the studio now at 412-664-4444. If you are listening to the 6 p.m. rebroadcast, do not call. There'll be no one here to answer the phone. So call me now. Well, we had some winners. Mark Ondas, our good friend, won tickets, and also Joanne Biskey from McKeesport. So we'll be getting them out. I have one more set that we will be telling you to call for later. But I have an announcement for you just in time for spring. Well, you wouldn't know it today with this cold weather, but your lawn can be green and beautiful, virtually free of crabgrass, weeds, and unwanted insects. Your lawn can be treated with the highest quality products using today's finest application techniques. When you hire Permagreen Lawn Care, you are hiring reputable applicators who care about your lawn, trained in turf grasses, soils, fertilizers, herbicides, and insecticides. You know that the products applied to your lawn are made by one of the top producers of lawn care products in America. You are hiring a graduate of Texas A&M University with a master's degree in agronomy and soils, and you get a trained landscaper certified as a soil specialist since 1979. Call CRS member George Yoderko Honchar, owner of Permagreen Lawn Care. Choose from a variety of programs to best suit your needs, and satisfaction is guaranteed. Permagreen Lawn Care is a member of the Professional Lawn Care Association of America. If you're planning to use a lawn service this spring or summer, consider using one of your own. Call George Honchar at 412-419-8873 for a beautiful lawn. And tell him you heard about it on the Rustin Heritage Program. Now enjoy Pila Ya Palanko.
There we go. Well, obviously, that was not Pila Ya Palanko. I will tell you what that is in just 1 second. Today, we celebrate two very important birthdays. The first is my son, Nicholas Alexander, who is here, who is 8 years old. Happy birthday, buddy, from Mommy, Daddy, Mishi, and the whole family. We love you. Nick knows this already, but his middle name is Alexander for a reason. That brings us to today's second birthday. That birthday is that of the National Awakener of the Rusyn people. Alexander Vasilyevich Dukhnovich was born on April 24, 1803, in the small Rusyn village of Topolya in present-day Zemplin County of northeast Slovakia. Born into the family of a Greek Catholic priest, Alexander was the oldest of seven children to Father Vasil and Maria Dukhnovich. Go ahead, buddy. Your turn.
Young Alexander spent much of his youth studying. He went to grammar school nearby
Chertizhne.
Then he went to Ushuro to complete his studies in high school. In high school, the language of instruction was either in Latin or Hungarian. Alexander admitted later in life that as a result of his high school training, he became alienated from his Rusyn people, language, and culture.
Alexander entered the seminary in Ushurud. Many of his courses were taught in Slaveno-Rusyn, a mix of the local Rusyn vernacular and the liturgical Church Slavonic language. This is where Alexander saw the need for instruction using the local Rusyn vernacular, or its extinction would become imminent. Alexander was ordained a celibate priest in 1827 and was appointed clerk archivist under Bishop Gregor Tarkovich, the first hierarch of the Preshow Eparchy. In 1830, Father Alexander went to Ushurud to become the tutor to the Petrovai children in Ushurud. He tutored them for 2 years and became very Magyarized. He wrote many books and works in Hungarian during this time. In 1832, Father Alexander returned to Prešov in the diocesan offices. He clashed with Bishop Tarkovich's conservative views and was soon relieved to become a parish priest in the upper Shadish villages of Komlorsha, today Chmeljova, and Beloveja. For 6 years, Father Alexander was a parish priest, and his interactions with the Rusyn peasants further shaped his national identity. Although Father Alexander did not like being isolated from the cultured world, his experiences in Beloveja had a tremendous impact on his future literary works. It was here where he was immersed in all aspects of Rusyn village life, and it was this type of peasant life in Beloveja where he created the first Rusyn drama, Dobroditel Prevyshayet Bohatstvo, or Virtue is More Important Than Riches. Duchnovich spoke many languages to include Rusyn, Slovak, Russian, Ukrainian, Latin, Church Slavonic, German, and Hungarian. Most of his earlier works were in Hungarian. This was in an age of Magyarization, forced Hungarian nationalism, where official denationalization policies and Magyarian sentiments among especially the Rusyn Greek Catholic priests were prevalent. It wasn't until 1830s, while a parish priest in Beloveja, where Duchnovich realized that he was Rusyn and began to think, read, and write in Rusyn. After Tarkovich's death, Father Alexander moved back to Prešov, where he spent the rest of his days. Between 1850 and 1853, Duchnovich's literary society published an annual almanac called Pozdravolenie Rusino. In 1851, the poem Vruchenie, or Dedication, was published, and this is our national anthem, what you just heard before. The opening words are our national credo, Ya Rusyn bu, yes mi budu, ya rodilsya Rusino. Father Alexander died on March 30th, 1865. This next selection isn't Vruchenie, because we've heard that. This is S Harmony with Pilaya Palenku.
On Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., the Byzantine Catholic Divine Liturgy will be celebrated in the Duquesne University Chapel. We invite all of our listeners to attend this Eucharistic liturgy, which fulfills your Sunday obligation. The celebrant for this evening will be Father Dennis Bogda of St. John's Byzantine Catholic Church, Lindora, PA.
There is, in Pittsburgh, a center of spirituality, the Byzantine Catholic Seminary. A center of education and formation for men called by God to serve his people as ordained priests. You can be a part of this. You can support the work of the seminary. You can support these men who are devoting their lives to the service of God's people.
For more information, please call 412-321-8383.
The 49th Annual Pittsburgh Folk Festival. The event will take place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, May 27th, 28th, and 29th at the new David L. Lawrence Convention Center in downtown Pittsburgh. Come celebrate the peoples, traditions, customs, and music of the old and new world at this Pittsburgh Festival at the David Lawrence Center. Times are Friday, 27th, 4 to 10 p.m., Saturday, May 28th, noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, May 29th, noon to 6. Tickets are $8 in advance, $10 at the door, senior citizens $9, and children 2 to 12, $2. The Rusyns are represented jointly by the Carpathia Rusyn Society and Slaviani, and Sunday is unofficially Carpathia Rusyn Day. All of the Rusyn performances, Slaviani's children, the Archeparchial Choir, is all on Sunday at various times throughout the day. However, the Rusyns have a food booth and display booth and a marketplace all 3 days of the festival, and we need the local CRS members to help in the cultural displays and at the marketplace. If you can help in the display booth, call Dean Paloka at 724-787-1425. And if you can help in the marketplace, call Linda Cortina, 724-514-6264, who's coordinating that schedule. All volunteers will receive passes for the days, and we're responsible for selling a quota of tickets, so if you need them, call me at 412-331-3124, and I can help you with these tickets. And please call me if you have any trees that we're using in our display booth.
Your Christmas trees, the ones
right.
You set up. We're looking for coniferous type of trees that we can set up to make it look like the Carpathian Mountains. As we close our program today with Stojala Dumala, if your church or organization is sponsoring any special event, please let us know so we can pass it on to our listeners. And for the events we announced today, please try to patronize them, if at all possible, and tell them you heard about it here on the Rusyn Heritage Program.
I would again like to thank all who support this program. If you have any announcements, birthdays, anniversaries, engagements, dedications, or want to make a donation, write me Jack Paloka, 37 Wilson Avenue, McKees Rocks, PA, 15136, or call me at home at 412-331-3124, or here at the station at 412-664-3124. 4444. Have a wonderful week and be sure to join us again next Sunday at noon for another unique and interesting Rusyn Heritage program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, дозвольте нам від серця подякувати всім, кому днес почували. Думаємо, що сте сяпачили нашого веселання. Позиваємо вас почувати следуючі неділя о 12 годин до станиці WEDO на русинського народносного веселання. Ходьте здраво й з Богом!
This is your station of nations, WEDO McKeesport.